and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zapp on Star 99.9.
Sometimes when you need life advice, you go to the adults, and that's not what we like to do around here.
Right. The truth is that they've been torn down by life already around them. You want some hope? You want something positive to happen? Go to a child.
That's right. My 8-year-old daughter, Hayden. And you can always email her your questions to Hayden@star999.com. That's Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, you there?
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning, Mommy.
What are you doing?
Putting on a pair of pajamas.
Oh, that's right, because it's pajama day at school.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, before you head off to school for pajama day, we have a very important email that we need to read you.
Yes?
Dear Hayden, the email reads, it says, I've been trying to drop hints to my husband about a piece of jewelry I want for Christmas, but he doesn't seem to get the hint. What should I do? Love, Mary in Stratford.
Just tell him what you want for Christmas.
But that's it? Just tell him? Then how is she going to be surprised?
Don't have to be slick. She doesn't want the surprise. She wants the result.
Tell Santa.
You think if she should write a letter to Santa to tell her husband what to get? Or should she just ask Santa and completely bypass her husband?
Just ask Santa to write a letter to her husband.
Oh, wait a minute. So now you're asking Santa to pick up a pen and start correspondence with her spouse who's in the same house? I don't know if Santa's going to appreciate that.
Then maybe if they have kids, get an elf to do it.
Oh, so now we have to employ the elves to get the letter to Santa so that Santa writes the letter to the husband. What other ways can you drop hints that that's what you want, something special?
Tell the kids. Kids write a note to the husband, slip it under his pillow. That morning he wakes up with a bad headache. He looks under his pillow and finds the note.
I mean, will
the
even,
large note.
How big is this note? Is it like a brick?
Maybe take a jackhammer, hit out his tooth, and make the tooth fairy come for it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right, so now we're just removing the husband's teeth with a jackhammer and hoping that now the tooth fairy's got to get involved with Santa.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. Paul sounds like a very heavy sleeper.
Right.
If that's your husband.
All right, well, Hayden, we'll pass on this information to Mary. I'm sure she'll be very, very happy to know that she's going to have to employ both of Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus this year.
And rent large power equipment.
Yep.
If you need life advice, email me. Hayden@star999.com.
All right, thanks, baby. Have a great day at Pajama Day.
Have a good day, too, Mommy. Bye.
Bye.